He is now professor of comparative politics at Brock University. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
Number of missiles yesterday, another one today. What message is being sent here from North Korea?
Well, certainly the message is that they want us to pay attention to them, and this has been quite effective. Stock markets have been losing value, and I think the focus of the Bush administration has been distracted from celebrating July 4th and a successful recent visit by the Japanese Prime Minister and a space launch over to Kim Jong-il and his regime, and what are we going to do about this? Various options are available: strategic military strike to take out a nuclear facility with a view to stopping them from developing a serious atomic bomb. But, you know, the North Korean response to that would probably lead to massive death in South Korea if they set off something onto Seoul, Korea, for example. So it's not really a viable option. Economic sanctions, another one, but they don't have much participation in the international economy. It's an impoverished country that can't even provide enough food to keep their population properly fed. A lot of their trade is in weaponry and drugs and illegal currency, and so it's unlikely that those would really bring the regime to its knees, because sanctions are typically ineffective and the regime isn't really that dependent on outside trade. And then the other one is diplomatic. They've had the six-party talks process on the go for some time now, involving the United States, Russia, Japan, China, South Korea, North Korea. Hasn't got anywhere beyond talking about how we should have more talks. In the meantime, North Korea continues to fester and develop better military technology, and the people in that country are suffering from massive human rights abuse, a terribly repressive regime, and also the problem of starvation. So it's really a conundrum, and I don't see any happy solution here.
But, Professor, how do the Americans, how does the world signal the North Koreans then that these tests really have to stop? They're not serving anyone any good except perhaps the North Koreans.
Well, I think the thing is that the North Koreans are playing this very well. They're, obviously, the regime is not going to sustain in the long term. Its domestic policies and its role in the world is not one that's going to be able to be in the forefront of human progress. But certainly, they want to stave off the inevitable for as long as possible. And by this kind of theatrical manipulation, I think they're able to do that. And they may, in fact, you know, get renewed talks and get the United States and Japan and other nations to provide them with more food aid and energy aid, which continues to sustain the regime. It's possible they're thinking like that. Maybe it's possible that the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-il, is sufficiently deluded to think that he can establish some kind of relationship with the United States, get diplomatic recognition, and meet George Bush. But that is not very likely, so long as it remains one of the most repressive and dangerous rogue states on the planet.
So they'll continue to meet, and people will continue to talk about it, but will anything be done in the near future?
Well, I think that, you know, if the United States could focus a bit more on this file, and obviously the United States' main international focus is on Iraq and the war against Islamic terrorism, that they might be able to take some measures to try and break through this logjam, such as extending diplomatic recognition to the regime and formally ending the Korean War. But the Bush administration's statements on North Korea have not been helpful, branding them an axis of evil and saying negative things about their leader, while expressions of the way they feel is, from a diplomatic point of view, is not going to help us bring this thing to a resolution. And so I'm not expecting anything good to happen until there's a new president in Washington.
Charles Burton, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Charles Burton, a former Canadian diplomat to China, now a professor of comparative politics at Brock University. It's 10 minutes to go now before 8 o'clock here on the Early Edition. And Jenna, how are the roads?
In Vancouver, watch out for a fire on East 18th.